Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking to the Wall. I know it's been quite some time since I blessed your ears with my voice. I don't know where to begin. Let's welcome a tremendous guest that just blesses our ears. Welcome back to my friend. What number is this? I don't even know. I've lost track.
I think this is number four, right?
Four for you. I think you're taking the title right now. You're taking
Do I get a prize at number five?
Actually, number four, you get a prize. I'll talk about that later. I have a prize right here, actually, for you. We're going to talk about that, guys. So welcome back, my friend Gerardo, here to Talking to the Wall.
Nice. They can't see it, but it's a standing ovation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the people's champs here. So, dude, let's talk about it. We're in mid-May, almost? Mid-May?
Mid-May.
Mid-May.
Told you, man. Year is almost halfway done, and...
How's life, man? We haven't obviously touched bases in quite some time. Yeah. Obviously, just for the audience's sake, are you fully vaccinated?
I am fully
you
vaccinated.
You are? What vaccine did you get?
Pfizer one.
Is it the Pfizer one? Okay. Yes, the Pfizer one. All right, crazy. I got the Moderna.
So you want to fight? Is that what we're
going to do? Yeah, I think we're going to fight, dude. This is like a versus challenge. Like, whose vaccine is better?
We need a Johnson & Johnson to make it a triple threat.
I don't know if I want any blood clots, but, you know, that's what I've heard. No, but it's crazy. What'd you think about that when you heard that? You're like, hey, people with J&J are getting some blood clots. Like, what was your initial reaction to hearing that? Because...
Well, I don't know. With any vaccine, right? Just a normal flu vaccine, there's always side effects and stuff, right?
You know,
and then I saw a thing too on the news where they were kind of talking about like don't trip out so much that they're like, oh, like birth control, like the blood clot risk for birth control is like 100,000 out of every. So it's like, you know what I mean?
It's very minimal, obviously, with any vaccine and
cautious
medical. Yeah. Anything you input in your body essentially will have a side effect, whether good or bad. But I think that. My initial reaction, I was kind of worried about a few friends that I had heard, and they're like, dude, didn't my friend so-and-so tell me that they were gonna get J&J? And then I kind of followed up with them. I was like, hey, show you a text. I'm like, hey, did you wind up getting J&J? I was just like, more of just like, no, exactly, dude. I'm more exactly where I was just like, this is a little nerve-wracking for friends that I had there. I was like, did you guys get the J&J? Like,
yeah.
I want to make sure you stay alive, but, like, obviously the percentage is very...
Yeah, I think they're doing it again, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, because of where I work, they stopped it when they did all that thing, but just recently they're offering it again, so...
Oh, okay.
I think they're just being overly cautious, which is good.
Better than, you know, just, not being cautious enough.
Just get whichever one you want, grab it. But that's good, man, because what is it, May 2021 right now? When did this thing start for us? March 2020, right?
March 2020 so of like 12. Year. Yeah, over so it's been, we're over the year mark.
And I think the last time I was here, I think I talked about, we could kind of see the light at the end
of this. Do you feel like that's a true statement now? Like, are we in the light right now? Are we in the progress of like going forward?
Well, we talked about it. Like the masks, they just said recently, if you're vaccinated, so it's kind of like on the honor system, right? If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear it anymore. So I'm like, hey, I think we're here, man. And when is it July or June that California is fully, quote unquote, reopening?
Quote unquote reopening, I think what the governor said, he said by June 15th.
So we're there, man.
A month away.
Exactly a month away.
Yeah, about a month away.
So last time I was here, I said, I could see the light at the end of this tunnel. And I think we're there, man. I think we're there.
Yeah, I feel like I want to be in that mindset. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm hesitant because I know.
More optimistic than I was last time I was here.
No, I agree. I think to an extent, like I see some sort of like, all right, normal. Normalcy, well, or I don't even know what to say. Be normal, basically, back to normal. And
I mean, you could go to Angels games, Dodger games, you know?
Yeah, you can go to sports. Yeah, you can go to sports. Not cheap, but yeah, you can go to a sports game. And you just hopefully, you know, Uncle Sam was generous and you got money back from doing your taxes, you know.
He was generous this year.
Oh, so, man. They kept telling me, they're like, Angel, get married. It'll benefit you. And I was like, no, it does not. I've been paying back Uncle the last Sam, few years.
Uncle Sam bought me an Xbox Series X. So.
I honestly, and that's the other thing. So I've been seeing a lot more on my feed where a lot of people are doing raffles for these things. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for either an Xbox X or a PlayStation 5 if you're able to get your hands on one.
Yeah.
And I was almost tempted to join one recently. I was just like,
Did they pay to join it?
So, yeah, essentially they, you know, whoever it is, hopefully someone you know. I knew it was someone you
can trust.
Someone I knew, and I was just like, oh, they're like, hey, I'm going to have 15 spots. At $30 a pop, doing a raffle of a PlayStation 5 or Xbox S or X. They'll do the raffles, but like they make up their money and you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about, I haven't heard of
it. I've been seeing them more, dude, on my feed. Like honestly, I was just like, oh.
Because they're still both ridiculously hard to get.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, because I always have friends, because I work in a retail store. Can you hook me up with one? Can you hook me up? I'm like, hey, man, if I could, I'd be hooking myself up. Okay. You know, but they're, like I said, I was able to get, for me, I was able to get mine. But for other people, I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm trying.
Every retailer store that I go, I casually look.
They don't sell them in stores anymore.
And that's what they have a huge freaking notice on there.
Don't
like,
even ask.
Only online. Yeah. Please, you know, visit blah, blah, blah website for more information when we get, you know, another stock or whatever.
Yeah.
And
quick side thing about that. Recently, we had to put up one of those signs. I don't know what's going on, but I guess Pokemon cards are super hard to get right now.
Dude, this gets me so upset that I got rid of all my cards. I could have been, you know, I don't want to get, you know,
I had good ones.
I don't want to get cocky or anything. I had the set from 1 to, you know, 150.
The OGs.
The OG ones.
Holographic.
And I was just like, I don't even remember what I did with them. I think I literally was just like,
I gave mine away
or either sold them for like, oh, here you go. Like at one of those like collector stores where like, hey, we'll give you, you know, $50 for all these. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do $50. Ah, dude, I was just like, if I only knew, if I could tell young Angel to be like, just keep them in pristine condition.
Because I
went through that
like preteen phase of, well, I don't like this stuff anymore. I'm getting rid of it. Yeah, but now in my 30s, I'm like, I should have kept all of it, man. Yeah,
and that's so frustrating. You just don't know what it could be next. And that's what I was just like, dude, I think now that's
why they're being sold out, because people are like, oh, they're not worth anything now. But they're going to be like.
You think they're gonna hit again?
I guess it got so crazy that at our store they were like, due to some violent incidents over Pokemon cards, we're not gonna sell them in stores anymore. And I'm like, Pokemon, okay.
The world we live in. I don't know. I don't see them because obviously they're newer. I think they're. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Hit me up on the DM, but. They're the same cards, but just they're newer editions, essentially. Like, they're not the first. Still,
yeah.
They have value, but they don't have as much value if, like, you bought them back in the early 2000s when Pokemon was actually a freaking thing.
I think.
Because that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't see them to be, unless, like, oh, there's a, you know, grade A10 Charizard, you know, PSA, whatever it is.
The other day I was looking on eBay. I'm looking it up right now. It was a holographic like Charizard, like, you know, goes for like $500 or something. I type in holographic. The first thing that pops up is Charizard. This one, 210, 200. So they're worth something, man.
For the newer ones, like just opened up for the packs, or the old school ones?
For the old school ones.
Oh, okay.
Old school holographic like Charizard. And I'm like, really?
I think he was the one, from what I remember, I've been watching Pawn Stars, they had someone come in.
I saw that one.
The guy was just like, there's 1/3 of all of these cards right here in pristine, all 10s, you have a third of like the market right here on your freaking counter. So like, I understand that part of it where it's just like, oh, this is the Japanese version. This is the US version. Like, so it goes across all internationally. So it's just like whatever you hit. And that's why I remember having that. And I was like, oh, this was my favorite. And like, it's just, it's a whole different idea of thinking about it now. And I'm just like, you know,
it's funny how everything's like a cycle. Cause like when we were that age, like Pokemon cards were, I remember, and my junior high, because I remember I went to a different junior high in Santa Ana, they had banned Pokemon cards because kids were fighting during recess.
I feel like this is the same thing.
Now it's a thing again.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I didn't know about them stopping the sales of them in store.
But it's not just Pokemon. It's also like baseball cards, everything.
Really? Oh, okay.
For some reason, the demand went through the roof, like out of nowhere.
That's crazy. Man, baseball cards too. I think the only cards that I remember taking out of my storage recently, because I was like, I don't even know if these are worth anything. They were comic book cards, like Marvel based, like Iron Man. Like, yeah. I don't know the company that's on there, but some of them are holographic. And I was like, yeah, I wonder if this is worth it. Now it's like turning the wheels where I'm like, I got to check my storage for more stuff. Maybe I have some gold mines in there.
It's just like how old, like, Nintendo games are also worth like a crazy amount of money too. You know?
That's the crazy thing. And that's what gets me sad, dude. Cause I feel like it's so much nostalgia you're paying for.
Yeah.
And that's what people want. They want the hard copy. They're like, no, you can get that game digitally. Like, you're good. You can still play the same game,
but they
the
want,
same levels, and they want the physical copy, which I understand. I think the only game I can think of where it comes to mind, at least for my Super Nintendo, the one game where I was like, I should have kept that game, but I didn't realize it was going to be such a hard game to get again and how expensive it is Earthbound.
Oh, yeah.
That
you can game, play it digitally.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's like I think with Nintendo doing Super the Nintendo. Whole... Yeah, Super Nintendo, but with Nintendo doing with the, obviously, the Switch, was that they brought the retro wireless, oh, to kind of give you that retro feel, like to kind of, it's still not the same. I've used it and I was like, I want the cord in there. What was that?
I never played Earthbound. Was that
Earthbound? I enjoyed it. It basically starred Ness.
Yeah.
If you know Ness, he's
the
his
one with
game.
The baseball bat.
Yeah, a little baseball bat and the little yo-yo. So like, that's his original game. And I remember just playing that game off the charts. And I think that was one of the games where I was like, dang, I should have kept it. Because I've seen it go on eBay. Like, look up Earthbound SNES. Those prices, depending on the condition, they're off the charts. And I was like, I wouldn't even want to sell it. I just enjoyed the game so much.
But, like, it's crazy, man. I had a Game Boy Pocket, right? But it had a light. Because you remember how the old Game Boy, it didn't have a backlight, so you would always have to like.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I had this weird like Japanese Game Boy Pocket that was called a Game Boy Light, and it had like a bluish kind of backlight to it. And I was like, "That's weird. I never knew these had a light, right?" And then one day I traded them all for like a bunch of very crappy N64 games.
Okay.
That I was like that I never even played because I was like these games are horrible, and oh my gosh, just real quick, Earthbound Authentic $250. $5.99, $4.50. Jeez, Louise.
And I didn't know that. Like, I remember, I think I went to those one of those like mom and pop shops, and I was like, "Here's all these games. What store credit can I get? And I'll buy
this
other
one
game.
with the case
and the box.
$8,000. Jeez, Louise, man.
Luckily, obviously, that's I didn't have the box, but I had the game. But I just remember being so enamored with one of the games. It was just a weird game. It wasn't like something where it's like, oh. I never thought it would go to that expensive. Even $250, I was like, this game brand new.
Yeah, like I said, with that Game Boy, I didn't even know what it was. So I traded it to some kid. And then years later, I was like, hey, I remember that Game Boy I used to have. And I looked it up on eBay. And it was like, oh, this was a rare Game Boy that was only sold in Japan for this period. And I was like, what? And I looked it up, and they were worth like $500. And I was like... I had one.
You lost.
It wasn't even good N64 games I traded.
Oh, dude, that is the depressing part.
That kid who
he's living
up,
the
man.
Dream. He's living the dream.
He knew back then he was playing.
He was just like, no, I got this guy. You're like, I got this kid. He's wrapped around my finger. Yeah, dude. So I think off topic with that, but Yeah, dude. Who knows where all these trends are coming back, dude? I keep seeing things where I'm like,
well, it's I think it's just like the lockdowns. Because remember when the lockdowns happened, like video games took off. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't. Even now, you can't find. I mean, obviously, you can't find a PS5 or the new X, but you can't even find like a PS4. You know.
Dude, that's crazy. I didn't know that to that extent.
Yeah.
So I recently, all right, I know, I'm trying to do grown-up things. I recently sold my Nintendo Switch.
Oh, no. Did you? I didn't
know
that.
I just did, like, maybe recently, just, you know, to, like, make some room.
Yeah.
But my mindset right now is on the Nintendo Switch Pro.
Oh, yeah.
So in my thought process this year,
yeah,
before Christmas, supposedly.
They say.
That's what they say. Yeah. E3 is next month.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to hear more info because that's initially what I did with the Switch Pro. I got the Smash Brothers bundle.
Yeah.
Pre-ordered it, walked into Best Buy and just picked it up when it was ready to go.
Yeah.
And obviously most of the games I had, except for maybe NBA 2K1 Mamba Edition, RIP Kobe,
RIP.
Hall of Famer.
Did you see the Hot
Edition? Oh, dude, I was like, almost like a little tear drop, dude. I was just like, this is too much for me to handle right now. And I think Mario Kart, the only hard physical copy games, the rest were all digital. They're all linked to my Nintendo account. Yeah. So if I were to get a Switch Lite, let's run this little Porter Pocket Bit Switch, log into my account, I download the games right onto the Switch.
They're all there.
So they're all there. So in my thought process, I was just like, I'm just saving money just so I can get ahead of the curve. Not when like everyone's like, oh, we're all going to be selling it right now.
Yeah.
And when the Switch Pro gets announced, I'm already to pre-order it. Boom. Here you go. Here, I pre-ordered, paid for. So initially I put the Nintendo Switch Pro or my Nintendo Switch on Facebook Market. I was just like, we'll see if I get some nibbles. Yeah. I literally was just, I'm just trying to get what I paid for it. That's all I was trying to do.
Yeah.
I got that within like 10 minutes.
You can't even find a Switch.
And I was shocked. I was like, I know there's, I thought the need was more for Xbox, PlayStation. And I was like, nah, this.
Any video games are all going
quick, on. Dude. Yeah. I had like 10 messages straight up. I'm like, hey, is this still available? Blah, blah, blah. Is this still available? Is this still available? The only thing I kept was, I think, my Switch Pro controller.
Yeah.
Baby. Expensive. Dude. Those are expensive. Yeah. Baby mama got it for me. So I was like, this will be compatible with the new one. So I'm going to keep this. I'm not going to give it. It better be. I'm hoping so. But from what I've heard, Switch Pro handheld, 1080p, 4K dock, supposedly.
I know.
You'll be able to play 4K.
I don't
longer
know.
Battery life. And then an OLED screen.
I heard the OLED screen too.
So there's a lot of stuff that's like, oh, shoot. Okay, cool. You know, I'm excited for it, but I just wanted to be ahead of that trend before everyone starts selling it and then trying to buy the new one.
I wasn't sure about the Switch Pro, but I think you might have sold me on it, man.
I know. I just thought out loud, you know, because I felt like for even when I initially, we're going back way back, PlayStation 3, when that was. Everyone was trying to sell their PlayStation 2 to save money to buy the PlayStation 2. I wanted to be ahead of that curve, and I didn't want to wait last minute where it's just like, oh, this guy's offering it for this cheaper, like, or do you want to sell it to me or not kind of stuff, negotiating with people on there. And I feel like a big part of that was just like, I just want to be ahead of the curve and sell my Switch Pro. But I honestly didn't, or my Switch, that quickly. I didn't think it was going to be that. I was like, it's not an Xbox, not a PlayStation.
And it
within like a day and a half, dude, I literally was just like, sorry, guys, I already have a buyer. He's paying me what I'm asking for, which is exactly what I paid for it.
Yeah.
And so he was actually buying it for his girlfriend. So he's like, oh, came up here, you know. So it was good. Had the casing, had everything that came with the original box. I was like, here you go, sir. Like, everything's intact, dude. Yeah. I took care of it, adult owned, you know. It is what it is, but... Once I started to hear the rumors on the Switch Pro, that's when I was just like, it got me excited. And I was like, I just want to be ahead of the curve. I don't want to have to wait, have two consoles and figure out, like, what am I going to do with my old one? You know, because that's what it normally winds up with the PlayStation, Xbox. I still have my Xbox 360 over there. Like, it just like you just push it to the side and you're just like, what do you do with it now? Yeah. Now, no one wants to buy the last generation console. They want the new one, you know? So I feel like it was just like a smart move on my half. Hopefully it pays off. We'll see next month at E3. I heard something about Nintendo collabing with Xbox, so I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
They're dropping all these hints and stuff.
So,
but yeah, the Switch Pro, man, because they're also releasing, they're re-releasing the Zelda Skyward Sword game this year. Dude, I never played it. I missed that.
Oh
one.
My gosh, dude! So
I want to play it in 4K on that screen.
On your
rock and roll, man.
Yeah, dude. I think that's a big part of being able to go ahead of the curve. I'm hoping what they say they promised works out. And honestly, you know, I'm hoping it pays off. I really am.
I didn't even notice you didn't have your Switch anymore.
Yeah, dude. I normally have it like below one of the little cabinets, so it's hidden there. So. And I was just like, all right, no, but I don't think I didn't even tell my wife. I was just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sell it.
She come home. She's like, I want to play Mario Kart.
Luckily, she's not a gamer. So I got away with that one. But yeah, normally she's not a gamer. So yeah. The only games I've said this on a podcast before. If you challenge her to Mortal Kombat, she will kick your ass. Super Nintendo or the gaming cabinet, if you find one, like she's a shark with that game. I don't know why or
they
how
sell those like retro gaming cabinets now. They're like small, but like
I've seen those they just sell the controller part, right? And then
you can
connect it to the TV. I've seen those.
It's an actual like cabinet.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was thinking the other way.
They're like $300 though.
Okay, interesting. Now I've seen the ones where like the game's built in with the controller.
Oh, like the plug and play.
And the plug and play, it's probably like a freaking Raspberry Pi connected under there. But normally that's what it is. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, she's a shark on Mortal Kombat, so don't challenge her, please. Yeah, just embarrass yourself. No, I'm serious. I haven't even played her because I was like, I don't want to get embarrassed.
They sell like these legit.
Oh, okay.
They sell them at my job. They're like this one's $350. They're like $300. Dude, when I saw those, I'm like, who's gonna buy that? Dude, every time we get a new one, like we just got the Street Fighter one in.
Oh, really? Turbo or something?
People line up to buy them. Like, man. Dude, I want to have that kind of money where I could drop $350 on an old.
For real, dude.
I think we're just at an age where nostalgia is just hitting everybody hard, man.
It is, dude. And I think that, like I'm telling you, dude, you pay for nostalgia and you want that.
Because I'm always like sending you like old nostalgia.
Dude, wrestling clips, dude, these take me back. So I saw one. I was actually going to send it your way.
Yeah.
It was, I don't remember his name. But The Rock did a surprise guest appearance in, I think it was San Diego. And it was, I think Coach was clowning on, let me see, give me a sec, let me pull it up.
But yeah, because right now it's like I was saying, it's just the Pokemon cards, you know, all these Nintendo games. All
right, who's that?
That's The Rock and Eugene, man.
Eugene, okay. So I saw this clip and I was like, dude, I totally forgot about Eugene and like how he surprised them and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to start watching it as soon as Baby Boy comes through. Like Peacock, we're going to go from.
But because I told you, it's all like, it's weird. Maybe just because me and you are getting, you know, older now.
Yeah.
We've got some gray in our beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just all the, but it is weird because you feel like everything was like better back then. Like movies, games, TV. Doesn't it kind of feel that way?
I 100% agree with you. Yeah. I don't think they don't do it like they used to anymore.
Things are cool now, especially with TV. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about some TV shows later on. But like, you know, just like, you know, wrestling and like that kind of stuff. It's just like, man.
I'm trying to figure out where I fell off with the whole wrestling thing. Because I enjoy watching the old stuff. Like instantly you throw them out, I'm like, dude, I'm going to stick to it.
Because I used to keep up with it. But these days, man, I think I've fallen off completely, man.
Okay.
Now I'm just all about, hey, I want to watch Stone Cold from 1999 do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. With his knee brace. No, but so
this doesn't get old,
that
man.
Now the one thing where I actually mentioned it to you, I had actually texted you if you've seen the A&E biographies. And that was the one that stood out to me where I was like, oh, Stone Cold's one. That's the one I want to see. All the other ones, I'm like, man, if I casually just put it on,
I think they've done Stone Cold, Roddy Piper. They did Booker T. This week they did Shawn Michaels. So they've done four.
HBK.
Right. I haven't seen the Shawn Michaels one yet, but I've watched the other three. Oh, they've done also Randy Savage, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay.
And they're all made by different directors.
Oh, so the style of it's a little...
Some of them are good, some of them aren't. The Stone Cold one was fantastic.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, when I watch those, it just makes you go, man, like, especially with Stone Cold, you go, there is never, ever going to be somebody that can match, like, you look at when he's walking out and everyone's just losing their minds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. And that's the one thing where I
never see that today ever again.
And, you know, obviously we're, in, you know, coming out of a COVID and pandemic and all that stuff. But seeing the crowds back then.
It was a rock concert every night, man.
And it's crazy. I never really paid attention. I had a few family members that were really into it. They got us into it. And they would order the pay-per-view and we'd go to their house to watch the live event.
Yeah.
And a big part of that was, like, as we were younger, you didn't realize how many people were there. And when they do the whole full zoom out and they like kind of just feeding through the crowd so they can see everyone's sign and all that. There were so many people, dude. I was like,
everyone's losing their minds.
They're like, oh my gosh. The people's champ, he just came out of nowhere. And you're just like, holy crap. Like, they don't
watch like something from, like, obviously pre-pandemic, like 2019.
Okay.
Everyone's like sitting on their hands and something cool happens, they'll applaud. And I'm like, man, like,
it's the one thing where I kind of look back on it and I was just like, dude, we had it good.
We didn't know how good we had it. If we knew at that time, we're like, this is as good as it's good.
If I knew that, dude, honestly, dude, I would have gone to more live events.
You've been to just that one, right?
Two. We went to Raw and then you took me to SmackDown.
Yeah.
To one of the same. But I just feel like I would watch it on TV and I was jumping up too and I was like, yeah, this is great. You know, but I think obviously there's nothing that beats live. You know, with anything, almost anything. You know, usually when you see a concert live, whatever, sports, it's just better.
It's just so exciting hearing you, because then I'm like, dude, all these things, hopefully, knock on wood, are coming back very soon.
Yeah, and to be honest, dude, and that's the one thing, like, for those listeners, my wife is currently 5 months pregnant. And
where's the applause button?
I don't know if it's applause.
It's all the buttons.
It's all the buttons. So I got blessed with a baby boy. So we just found this out. And I just feel like a whole, I don't know how to put it, sense of it. I think I just feel a lot of relief. But I think God knows his timing. And I feel like, I think it was just that time in our life. I've been with
your age is like the, our 30 age is like the perfect
30 time. Is a good solid. And that's the one thing, like everything, it's changing, you know, as we're kind of shifting toward being adults, I guess. Like, I feel like a big part of that, it doesn't occur to me like, oh, someone's gonna come up to me and say, dad, you know, like,
yeah,
like, who the hell are you? Like, you're going to look like me and you're going to say dad to me.
It reminds me of a meme I saw today. I'll send it to you later, with a guy. It's like a dude. It says, when you're looking for the adult in the room and then you realize you're the adult.
Oh my gosh. And that's where I'm like, because I don't feel like, you know, like
that you're a grown ass fan, but it's like, holy crap, I am.
Yeah. I look in the mirror. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, me and my wife are talking. I'm like, all right, rent's paid, utilities. And I'm like, and I'm just looking at myself. I was like, damn. Like,
oh no.
I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, and that's the one thing, like, I don't want to, I feel like having a child, obviously it's life changing and a great blessing. But at the same time, I'm like, I still want to be who I am as a person. I'm not trying to, not saying like, oh, I'm not going to change. Stuff's going to change 100%. I know that's going to change. Obviously everyone keeps telling me, oh, you're going to lose sleep. Obviously I know that, you know, hopefully, you know, let's hope baby boy is a little bit more calmer. And like, we've been talking between me and my wife to our close family members that remember us as babies. And I was like, hey, was I a calm baby? Please tell me. I guess most of them were like, no, you slept a lot. You were just chubby. And I was like, still me now. I sleep a lot too. And I'm still chubby.
Like, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. So I feel like hopefully he gets, you know, that side of us and, you know, just take it day by day. Cause I've seen other friends that have had like 3-4 kids, but you know, everything's timing's, everyone's different. Like, all right, I'm not trying to, no offense to anyone out there, to like, you know, have a bazillion kids and not being able to give them what my family gave me, like something where I feel like, hey, there's a roof over your head, there's food, you have your little things that you want. Yeah. As they get older, because I know, you know, as we discussed before we started our podcast, was that as little kids, we realized that time just goes so slowly. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm barely in junior high. How am I going to get through high school? Like kind of stuff. And now as 30-year-olds, we don't realize that every day just goes by so fast. Yeah, and man. I know my... one of my aunts was telling me, she's like, I remember, you know, holding you as a baby and your mom going to work and me babysitting you. Yeah. And I was like, and look at you now. You're on the verge of having your own son. It's full circle, bro. And that's the one thing that's like mind blowing because like as soon as that's what everyone's telling me, like, dude, you think time was going by fast before you had kids? Wait until after your kid's born and see how time flies. Because I have so many, you know, friends and family members like, oh, so-and-so, like, One of our close friends, Simon and Lori, their son now, he's a year and like a month, 2 months, something like that. We just had his first year of birthday party.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the little, it was in the midst of the pandemic, bro. He was born right on the cusp of like March and April, somewhere in ballpark in there.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, the baby shower's canceled. Like we can't have people over essentially.
Yeah.
And then when the baby was born, Petey was like so small. We saw him like, dude, he was the size of like this little water bottle. Like you just saw him. You're like, you can palm him.
Yeah.
And seeing him now, I was like, holy crap. Man. Like he's virtually like he's essentially walking now.
Yeah.
Like in their place. And I'm like, dude, this is mind blowing. Like I noticed that with my younger sister, but like seeing it with like other friends or like they're in that stage in their life. And it's crazy, dude. It's like I still look at myself and what that meme says, that's exactly how I feel. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait,
I gotta take care of this kid. Like it's not just like it's mind blowing, dude. And that's, you know, hopefully God willing you'll get to that stage. Dude, and when you do,
it'd be great though, man.
I hate when people say that.
I know.
But people say that all the time. Not in a bad way. I take it, but it's just like, dude, I don't know. Like
I feel like
am I gonna be good? Am I gonna be a good parent? Like I don't know.
You are, man. I've known you since we were in kindergarten, bro. And I
don't know, man. It's just it's crazy when people say that because I'm just like, dude, I can barely get my life together now with me and my wife, let alone add a third person to it. And I'm just like, oh, crap.
You're going to have some bumps and, you know, but.
No, that's life. And I understand that. But at the same time now, it's like, I feel like it's starting to like turn on for me as far as like my well-being, my wife's well-being, my child's well-being. Because I know for sure, like, you know, shout out to Peloton. We have our Peloton bike right now staring at me, but it's been something where I'm like adamant now, like I'm trying to jump on at least every day.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, 30, 45 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of just being like, I got to stick around now that it's not just me, you know, it was just me and my wife. And I think we're starting to proactively being like, oh, let's eat healthier. Cause I know for a while, you know, during the beginning of the pregnancy, we were like, kind of like, we were super excited, but at the same time, we kind of wanted to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
And, you know, long ago, you know, in our, I'm going to say mid-20s, we got pregnant before.
Yeah.
Didn't wind up okay. You know, we miscarried. But I think a lot of that aspect was like, my wife took a lot of that to heart, you know, and it affects them more than us guys, you know, because we don't, you know, we're not growing anything in our stomachs and our body.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of that was like, I think downplayed as far as people think of that as a bad thing. And, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, like it's, you don't talk about it. It's kind of scary and kind of stuff like that. But, you know, you look at the numbers, dude, there's a high percentage of that happening to a lot of women out there, you know, trying to conceive. And it's just part of life, dude. And that's the one thing where you just don't know, you know, at that age, like, me and her, you know, we're still trying to, like, I think maybe 3 years together, three, four, like, you know, we're just boyfriend and girlfriend. We're still kind of doing our own thing and traveling. And it just kind of happened, you know. And at the time, it kind of set me off where I was just like, holy crap. Like, within a flick of one thing, my whole life could have changed that time. Who knows where if we would have gotten married or there's so many unknown variables to it, you know, but you know, at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. And you know, God was like, 2021, this is when you're going to have a baby, you know, and everything's going well. We just had the anatomy scan where they check for all the stuff the baby has. Like, oh, he's got, you know, 2 feet, two hands, and everything's going good, bro. And it's something that I just, you know, I'm very grateful for. It's something that you just don't know until you're there. And I know, you know, even Giovanni, I remember when he initially got pregnant with, you know, they got pregnant with Melanie.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, it's a different kind of love when you see them there. And then the one thing he had talked to me about before was just like, it's just funny to see them grow into their own personalities. Yeah. Like, you're just like, you're your own person. Like, it's mind blowing, dude. That's where I'm like, who knows what this baby boy is going to be able to, you know, who's going to, you know, because we're always talking about it. Me and my wife, like, oh, I hope he gets, you know, he's a boy. Like, I hope he gets your height and like
hopefully man
you know I'm 6'1", so I'm hoping you know if he's up there that's cool, you know, but at the end of the day, as long as they come out healthy, you know, we'll figure out the rest, you know, one day at a time and kind of go from there, dude. I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm fucking like pulling my, the gray hairs are coming out more and it's just like, oh dude, this is such a game changer. But
I think this is the perfect age, man, because we're still, you know, we're old enough to kind of have our head on straight.
You know, for most people,
but you know, we're also young enough for we're gonna be around for a while.
You know,
you know.
Hopefully, that's what I'm hoping for.
That's why I'm not worried about you, dude. You got it, man. The fact that you're that nervous about it means that you care, and it means that you're gonna be good at it.
Dude, I hope so, man. I hope that math works.
I think that's how that works.
Dude, that's crazy. So obviously, I think we touched up on it a little bit. So no mask. So.
Hopefully, like I said,
how do you feel about that? Like, because I know work for me at least, we still haven't gotten the, you know,
the go ahead
just yet. You know, even though tentatively California is reopening June 15th, everything's basically, you know, no holds bar, no cage match anymore. It's a free for all. You know,
you can lick all the doorknobs you want.
You know, at your own risk. And you know, I think that's crazy, dude. Like, me personally, it feels so weird.
Me personally, I'm ready to be done with the masks. I'm ready to be done. That's why when I heard the thing, what was it, like a couple days ago, when they're like, "Oh, no more masks if you're vaccinated." But it's kind of like on the honor system, you know, are you, you know, just.
And that's the one thing, you're not risking other people, you're risking yourself. If you're,
I have mine, so I'm good to go. My parents have theirs. That's who I was worried about, because they're older and they
have. Absolutely. And that's the one thing, like my in-laws are good. Yeah. My parents are good. My grandparents are done essentially. I think both sides of the family, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Like,
so like I said, like, we're good. If you don't want the vaccine, that's cool, dude. I'm not going to judge you. You do what you,
you do what you do.
Yeah. So like for me, I'm like, all right, like let's take these things off, man. And let's get, I mean, I know some people are going to be, you know, more worried and want to have it on longer, you know, that's fine too. But me,
you're ready to go to the gym without a mask.
I'm ready to go to the gym without a mask. I'm ready to talk to the cute girl without wondering, man, I wonder if the rest of her face. She takes it off and I'm like, oh man, you know what, I'm busy that day, I can't hang out that day after all.
No, dude, that's the one thing. I'm also in that same aspect, but at the same time, like, to each their own. If you want to keep it on, because I've talked to a handful of people where they're in the mindset where like, well, I'm gonna still keep it on. I was like, that's all you know, you feel comfortable. I think the one that, you know, I'm really missing right now, dude, I don't know what the next thing I'll be able to do or watch is, the movie theaters, dude. I didn't realize how good I had it to be able to
do
be
you
like.
Remember the last movie you saw before they closed?
Dude, I can't even think of it.
I don't even think I can remember.
Can't remember.
March 2020.
What came out last year?
It might have been Star Wars. Did Star Wars come out? It was 2019, wasn't it?
It was 2019.
It was December 2019, I think. Could be wrong. It might have been
The Last Jedi. Yeah, no, it was in December.
No, it was the Rise of the Skywalker.
Oh yeah, Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. That was December 19th, 2019.
And I hated that movie, so I need to get back to the movie theater.
No, and that's the one thing, because I talked to my friend Ray, and he had mentioned to me, he's like, "Oh, dude, you don't watch Mortal Kombat." And I was like,
they're open already, right?
Yeah. So they opened already. Yeah. Obviously, there was like limitation, seat capacity, social distancing, the whole nine. But I think he went to go see that movie in theaters. obviously, thank you, HBO Max. I just saw it from the comfort of my home because I wasn't sure. I was like, it would be nice to see on the big screen, but
it's right there.
It's just, you have it right there. And shout
same
out
thing
to,
with the Godzilla movie.
Yeah. So I actually enjoy those movies. Since we're talking about movies, I didn't know they were all interconnected.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, it was like King Kong, Skull Island.
Yeah.
And then it was like Godzilla, King of Monsters, and then Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
This is a four-part movie, but I just didn't know. Like, I went straight to Godzilla versus King Kong, and I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the movies. I thought it was good. Don't you know, me, not my cup of tea.
Don't hate me, but I didn't like it, not even a little bit.
No, really? I didn't mind
it. I tried, but I was like, oh, boy. How long is this movie? 2.5 How long was it?
It was long. Yeah. So I think I got away with it because I put the movie on at my in-laws' house. So, like, some of the cousins, or, you know, I think it was sister was there, the kids were there. So it was just like, kind of just put it on as background. But I was kind of like making sure I was watching the movie. But I didn't mind it. I was like, it seemed entertaining to me. It wasn't something where I was like, oh, I'm going to watch that again. I watched it all the movies once because I was just like, let me try to see, piece the story together. Because I felt like I was lost because I skipped like Godzilla and Godzilla King of Monsters.
Yeah.
It was a lot of backstory, whatever. But I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. It wasn't something where I was like, oh, I'm going to freaking buy this in 4K. You know, it was just like, oh, it's free. It's on HBO Max. I'm going to watch it, you know.
Yeah. I was like halfway through and I was like, oh, boy.
When did I get myself into?
Oh, boy. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's why I think also because the qualities of movies haven't been great. But I think that's just because nobody wants to release any movies.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they're going to finally come out with, what was that? Was it Black Widow that was supposed to come out and that got pushed back?
Dude, I don't know how many times. I don't even know how many times that movie's been pushed back. I'm actually excited. I wouldn't say excited, but I'm intrigued for her story, story, or just, whatever you like to call it.
I want to see one of those Marvel movies in the theater again.
I would be down.
That's rock and roll, man.
Yeah, no, let's make it happen, dude. I'm down. Like, that's the one I told her. I was just like, I didn't realize how good it was. Even though I were to see a shitty movie, I wouldn't go see shitty movies, but if I were to see one just casually and just be like, oh, let's just go to the movies. Let's go to Century. I'll get my cream cheese pretzel. I'll get some popcorn. You know, sneak in my candy, buy a soda there, you know, and just like, all right, cool. Like, just the experience of that.
Just the smell of walking into that room.
That old, like the old carpet smell of just like stuff.
The popcorn in the air.
And people spilling like sticky soda on the carpet. Like, the whole experience was what I missed the most, regardless of whatever movie I was seeing.
And the same thing for like being in an arena that's. Staples Center, Honda Center, just walking in there and just getting the smell of the theaterness.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was that. And specifically movie theaters, because I feel like we occasionally, you know, with our group of friends or our circle that we would go, occasionally there'd be like a big blockbuster movie coming out and we're like, hey guys, who's down to see it? Let's buy tickets. And that was the one thing that I really enjoyed. It was a game changer, reserving your seats.
Yeah.
Who knew that was going to... Whoever thought of that was a genius.
No, you know what they were genius? Is the recliner seat.
Oh, my gosh. That guy, too, man. They were in the board, and they're like, we need to reserve our seats now.
And they got
to recline. Soon as you buy the tickets... Oh, and you can recline the seats completely full.
Bless them.
I feel like for some... I'm not going to name my friends, but certain friends of mine, where they would be like, you knocked out because you were too comfortable. So it's like too much of a good thing.
That happened to be a Toy Story 4, I think it was. I was liking the movie, but I was so damn comfortable, man. And I think I was a little hungover. So I just fell asleep. And then I rewatched it later on Disney Plus, and I was like, that was a good movie. I wish I would have stayed up.
Yeah, no, I to this day, don't judge me. I have yet to see Toy Story 4 because I heard it was sad, and I was like, I don't want to. I heard it was sad, and I was just like, I'll stay away from it. I thought the third one was sad, and I was like, no, I don't want to see this fourth one.
Toy Story 4 is good, but it's the weakest of the other
four. The heartstrings, they didn't pull the heartstrings a little bit.
I feel like they tried to do the same thing. Remember Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
Spoilers, but it's Toy Story 3. We've all seen Toy Story 3.
Hopefully,
right?
Guys. Yeah.
Remember when it ends with Andy gives the girl his toys and he's like, says goodbye to him?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
They kind of do a similar thing with Toy Story 4. And when I rewatched it, I was like, they're doing the same thing.
Oh, really? I'm That's like, what popped
gonna,
in your
I'm
head?
I'm not going to cry again. You know what I mean? You know, I cried when the toys thought they were going to get burned alive.
Okay.
And I cried when Andy said goodbye to Woody.
Yeah.
But they try to do it again.
Oh, they try to do like, it again. Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. So, yeah, it's good and bad with those. I love the reserving seats thing, part of aspect. And no longer midnight showings. It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I don't know who came up with that. That was another game changer. I was like blown away. And I was like, oh, dang, we don't have to stay up until midnight. They're cool with like, hey, 9 o'clock showing, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
It's midnight on the East Coast.
So yeah, it's midnight somewhere. So that's what counts, I think, for them. But they finally got the hang of like, yeah, we can make more money and still do the showings. Because I feel like...
You can still watch it at midnight.
Yeah, you can still watch it. They'll still have a midnight showing, but now there's like, oh, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Like, you're just like, oh, okay, now we got it. Yeah, dude, I think that's... I'm intrigued just to go back, like you said, to see a Marvel movie back in theaters, just kind of get that feel again and be like,
They got so many in the can. I'm sure they're just...
They're itching, dude. June 15th, man. Just wait. They're going to be like, bam, movie after movie. Marvel.
Because well, before the
You get Marvel. You get Marvel. Everyone's going to get Marvel, well, so I'm excited.
Before the lockdowns, it was almost every other month there was a new Marvel movie, right?
Yeah, man. I don't even know.
And then they just stopped.
Yeah, it just stopped. They're like, no, we're giving them too much. We got to slow it down because we're giving this for free. Or the premium access, whatever the hell they call it on Disney Plus. But regardless, I was like, I'm just excited to get back on the theaters. Quiet Place 2. That's another one I want to see. I know John was talking about it, Krasinski, and he was just like, I want it to be, you know, because I think when he initially said like he was going to push back the release date, it was just like, I want people to be able to enjoy this movie the way it's meant to be, hence why I'm holding off. But I think they got another release date. I'm not sure.
Well, like I said, if California, which is one of the more stricter places, says June 15th and we're opening, then let's open up, man.
So June 15th, yeah.
We're gonna have a mask burning party. We're gonna do
a Burning Man somewhere in Irvine. Yeah, dude, I'm just excited to see another movie in theaters. Hopefully that works.
I want to watch a movie. I want to go to a Laker game. I want to go to a wrestling show.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited, dude. I want to just get back out there. I think the other thing that's been like kind of...
But it feels like because the bars are open, you can eat inside the stores again. Like
I recently went with the out to dinner.
Yeah,
and just like normal. It didn't feel like, okay, we're trying to stay at capacity. No, it was just like, all right.
Especially here in Orange County. They're more, you know, hey, man,
let's get the shit on the roll. You know, I think a big part of it is,
The mask thing is the last thing, pretty much.
That's like, the last, I think, hump.
Everything else is open. I mean, it's not obviously the stadiums aren't full capacity yet, but.
We constantly drive by the Angel Stadium and I see it and it looks packed.
But like, I'm glad to see that though.
And no, which I don't mind, but at the same time, I was just like, I even told my wife, and I was just like, man, we should take, like, I told her straight, I was like, we should take our parents to an Angels game. I don't think they've ever been, her parents or my parents. So I was like, let's do it. Let's just get some cheapy tickets and, you know, go, whatever. But like, from driving by off the 57 and seeing that, it looks like it's packed. It doesn't look like, I see empty spots in between certain things, but like pockets.
Yeah, I think they're not selling it out completely.
But like there's pockets of windows where it's just like, oh, dang, like that's...
Like, I'm ready to go on Angel game again, man.
I'm down, dude. Let's make it happen, dude. If we can do a group thing, let's do it, man. I'm down to go.
Because with baseball games, it's not really about the game. It's kind of just about kicking it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I miss about it. Because it's just like, it's just the whole experience being there.
Yeah.
Same thing with the...
When I go, I don't even pay attention to the game. Man.
I occasionally like, oh, cool. What inning are we in? Are we winning? Okay. Someone hit a home run. Like,
did that man hit the ball yet with the bat? Or
he's on our team, right?
This is the team we're rooting for? The red ones? Okay.
Yeah, so... I don't mind watching the games, but like you said, it's more of the experience of just hanging out with people and just kind of being out from their normal.
So we're there, man. I feel like we're there. I feel like this 4th of July is going to be the craziest, rowdiest 4th of July. Because we got to make this.
America.
Because this 4th of July, we have to, we're making up for Christmas, Thanksgiving, everything. Last year's 4th of July, Halloween. It's going to all
that, I'll be bunched up.
All going to explode on that one
on day. On one day. What day? Actually, what day does 4th of July fall on? Hey, which doesn't. I'm really curious now. I'm just.
I tell you, Matt, I reckon this 4th of July is going to be insane.
It is a Sunday. So, guys, make sure.
It's on the weekend.
Make sure.
Everyone's calling out.
Please make sure. Make sure you take the 5th off, please, guys, for your own sanity.
Hey, I normally don't get crazy on 4th of July, but this year, I'm like, dude, let's.
Let's live it up.
Make out with strangers because we're like, hey, we're all vaccinated here.
I don't know, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, dude. We'll see how it goes, man. I know that the coming months is gonna be really interesting how it plays out overall. Even though we're June 15th, that's the tentative date where you're just like, all right, man, no capacity limits, whatever freaking tier we're on, we're not gonna be on tiers anymore. Like. So we'll see, dude. I think the one other thing that I think it's been pondering my mind is, you know, within having a baby this year, I didn't realize there was so much attached to it. So when I was born, when you were born, do you recall if your mom knew what you were going to be? Did she know you were going to be a boy or a girl?
I think so. With our old school Mexican family, they don't really do the gender.
And that's the one thing, like, there's so much attached to it now. Not in a bad way. Like, baby boy, he got blessed with the gender reveal. I'm very grateful.
I was number three. So I think once you get to that, they're kind of like, yeah, we know what we're doing. Like, it's not a big deal. I think when my older brother was born, it was more like, okay, you know, like, nervous and what are we going to do?
No. Which I understand, but I feel like the whole aspect of it, because I had spoken to my grandma for my dad. And I was like, hey, did you know what, you know, if my dad was going to be a boy when, you know, when he first, you know, like, nope, coming right out the womb. You're like, hey, you got a boy. Like, there was no thing attached to it. And I'm really curious. The one thing that has been like, just like, who came up with this?
Like the gender reveals?
Yes. I haven't Googled anything. Like I just feel like
it's a kind of a modern thing, right? Kind of. No.
I don't know, dude, to be honest. And like, I was obviously, we didn't try to set a forest fire up, you know, we tried to avoid that aspect of it. Yeah. But I just feel like, dude, there's so much. There's that. There's the obviously baby shower. I remember, like, I don't remember, like, but some families were like, oh, we just kind of just got you shit. But they didn't like, it wasn't like a party. It was just like, oh, you need diapers for sure. You need diapers. Yeah. Here's baby clothes. Like, you know, but there's a lot of stuff where it was like I talked to, like, you know, certain family members and just like, oh, yeah, when we didn't really have a thing. Like, there was baby showers, but it was just like kind of on its own thing. And then there's the push gift. Do you know what a push gift is?
I don't know what a push gift is.
Okay, so when your future wife pushes your baby out, you get them a gift for pushing your child out.
You give your wife a gift.
Yes.
Aren't you gift enough?
that's what I thought, but...
Hey, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah. But, like, there's stuff like that. I wasn't aware of it. They're like, hey, there's a such thing as a push gift. So you gift your wife something for pushing your child into this world. As well as... there's some other stuff. Okay, gender reveal. It was just all this extra stuff. I'm like...
Push gift the parent.
Yes. I didn't know.
I didn't know that was the thing, man.
That's a thing. That's the thing.
To know for future reference.
Yeah, for future reference. Yeah. Write it down. Take notes, dude. Take a picture. It's going to come back to haunt you. Because I was just like. Dude,
if my future lady pushes her kid, here's a gift. What do I want a gift for now? I just had a kid.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's crazy. Yeah. There's so much. It's a lot different from where. With our parents growing up to us having, because I was the first one.
These are modern things.
They are modern things. Yeah. I feel like within the last few years, it's something that's gotten bigger.
Yeah, especially the gender reveal thing.
And the gender reveal thing. And, you know, this Instagram reposted my wife.
I saw that.
And gender reveal show, I believe it was.
It kind of went viral a little bit, right?
It went a little viral. Hey, I was a little nervous. I was like, 150,000 views.
No way.
And climbing. And I was shocked, and I was like, who the hell reposted your stuff?
I saw it, and, like, I'm sure if the people haven't Watched it.
Yeah, watch it, guys. Watch it.
It was very sweet, man. Like, your reaction when I watched it, because I wasn't there, so I saw it on Instagram. Like, I teared up, dude, when I saw your reaction to it. I was like, oh, man.
It was so much worse. I was trying to hold it back. I was trying to literally hold it back.
It was so wholesome.
And I was just like, I didn't realize it. And it was one of our friends, you know, shout out to Vanessa for recording that video specifically.
Yeah.
I believe I was on my wife's phone, but it was just like, I was like, dude, that's crazy. Like, people are still having babies right now.
I feel like they're having more babies now than they ever have.
From what I've heard,
from what
I thought the statistics were saying that
it's going down.
We are having more babies now.
Yeah,
but that it's still low compared to what we are used to, essentially.
Because if the survey was on my Facebook feed, I'm like, oh my god, everybody.
No. Which I understand that, because there's a lot. We have a couple friends that are having babies, which is good, because I want my baby boy to be able to share those experiences with other babies and being like, oh, we can do play dates, kind of stuff like that. But it was crazy. I didn't realize how crazy the numbers were, as far as like, because I remember hearing something on another podcast saying that, like, yeah, it is, you know, we are having kids more now.
Yeah.
But it's just like we're used to having it. It's lower than the average or some shit like that, from what I remember hearing.
Just from my feed, social media feeds, I'm like, oh my god, this dude's having a kid too.
Yeah, no, this is the first go around. That's why I was just like, I agree with you there, because it's the first one is the one where like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, you know, like, how do you do this? Like, no, you can't give him that kind of stuff. After that one, that's where my I have friends are like on number two or number three or whatever they're on. Because like, I'm out of five. My mom was just like, chuck and deuces. All right, one after the other.
We're five also.
And I was just like, holy crap. But after a while, like, you kind of get that, you know, sensibility where like, I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah, like chill. I was number three. So with
me, you're like chill. We got this. He hits his forehead. He's good. He can walk it off. He'll be fine. I don't care if he's blinking really fast in one eye. You know, it's just like you get to that point where you're just like, I kind of know what to expect. Not saying that every kid's the same. Everyone's kid is different. I get that. Because I want one of my, you know, tentatively speaking, you know, if we, you know, a little bit down the road, we have another kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing. Like, my wife's pregnancy was pretty, you know, hard on her, because she doesn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
She only sees what people post about pregnancy, and you get one picture where it's just like, oh, it's so beautiful, this and that, which it is.
Yeah.
But there's certain times where you're just like, you're nausea, you're not keeping your food down. There's just things attached to it that they don't show. But now that she's first go around, now she's like, oh, she's better. We're able to eat more. Because I know for a while we were kind of like, you know, ordering takeout. You know, just like, it was almost the pandemic early, kind of figure out what she could eat would not make her feel nausea, feel a little sick. But now looks like baby boy is 5 months, you know, deep. Now you're just like, all right, you're cool. You get a pass from me. You can start eating more and eating whatever you want, almost essentially. But yeah, dude, it's crazy. That's why they're so different from how we grew up versus the kids are growing up now. There's so much more like. You didn't have a tablet. You have a tablet when you were a kid? No, we didn't have a tablet. We had a Game Boy.
You got a little Game Boy. Elementary school kids with iPhones. And it's just like, come on, man.
It is crazy. And that's the one thing, like, I know.
Like, when we were in high school, nobody had a phone.
Like I got my first phone with my uncle. Yeah. And it was like a brick style Nokia.
Yeah.
And it was mainly, I wasn't calling friends. I wasn't texting T9 my friends. I was literally texting my grandpa. Maybe my mom or one of my uncles to be like, hey, can you give me a ride or pick me up? I'm going to the movie theaters with friends. Can you pick me up? It wasn't something where I was like, oh, I'm going to wait, guys, wait until it's after 9. I can take all the calls I can get, you know, but it wasn't something where I was like super amped about it, you know, like it was something where it's just like casual and just kind of being like, all right, this is mainly for like necessity to get home. You know, it wasn't something where like, you know, now I'll occasionally play Snake. Cool. You know, let me beat my record, you know?
I used to play Snake.
You know, but it's like now it's a game changer. And that's the one thing that makes me nervous, dude, the whole environment now, because it's just like.
Because we don't know what that's like.
We don't know what it's like. That's what scares me. It's more of the unknown. Like, change is crazy. It's already like, as it is.
Being like a high school kid today, I wouldn't want to.
I don't know, dude. There's a lot more pressure now. That's why I feel for my. my cousins, my nephews, and my nephew, and just all any little kids I know, I'm just like, dude, I don't know how they're gonna do it. Like,
I watched that show. I think we talked about it last time. Where I watched that show, Euphoria.
Oh, dude!
And my impression was like, man, I would not make it if I was this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, dude, it is intense, and that's the one thing where I'm like, that's where, you know, you as a parent, you know, when you get to that stage in your life, is you're gonna have to instill these values into your child, and that's what's like nerve-wracking, because you're just like,
it's up to you.
Yeah, it is, literally. You're just like, you're the one that tells, hey, like,
gee, where's the adult that's gonna do it?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, please and thank you, you know, introduce yourself, you know. And there's so much attached to that, and that's what makes me nervous now in this day and age, because we're so technology forward that you're just like, am I gonna be that, you know parent that, you know, I'm gonna put a tablet in front of them while we're at dinner or stuff like that, you know. And there's so much unknown. Like, I'm not judging the parents that do that. That kind of calms your kid, you know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, like, in general, just like overall, the whole picture, you're just like, I don't know what type of parent I'm gonna be until they're here, until I see them get, you know, as they grow, you know, certain things where I'm gonna be like, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that, yes, you can do this, you know, you can do that kind of stuff. So we'll see when me and my wife get to that point, and, you know, baby boy's here a little bit later this year. But at the same time, I'm just like, there's so much unknown, bro. Like, we're not in the right territory that we're used to. And, you know, luckily that's why I'm like, dude, I've had such a great, you know, family core. I know we're not perfect, like, they even instilled, especially my grandpa, you know, he instilled a lot of values in me. Like, hey, you work hard for whatever you want, you know, do your best. You know, you're not going to, you know, let other things derail you from what your goals, you know, what life goals you're trying to achieve. And so it's crazy,
like,
dude.
That's why I'm just like, you're going to be good, man. Like, you got, like you said, you got a good family core. You got friends that are always going to have your back.
Uncle Gerardo, man. We'll see how we do it, man. You guys got it, man. Oh, man.
Just to put a bow on this thing, we were talking about it. Did you watch Barry, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll finish off with Barry. I'm okay, guys. So if you guys have the privilege and aspect of watching the show called Barry, it's on HBO Max. I think we talked about the shows you recommended me. I fucking love that show. Yes. I did not know what I... So I initially started season one. I think I saw 3 or 4 episodes in. My baby mama wasn't really too into it. She just kind of, like, you know, dozed off on her phone, whatever, which is cool, because she, like, we each have shows that we watch and we don't watch together.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll jump on my laptop, do some stuff, podcast stuff, whatever. I'm on my laptop finding stuff.
Let's talk spoilers, man. I think we have to talk spoilers.
Okay, guys, FYI, if you have not seen it, please.
Just be done with it.
Just be done with this part of the podcast. We might go on a tangent right now.
So just thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We do appreciate it, but we're just going to go on spoilers for Barry right now.
Let's do it, man.
All right. So
you're watching it with your lady.
Yeah. So I saw the first few episodes, and I was like, dude, this is really good. Like, the production value,
the premise is fantastic, right? The
premise is fantastic. So, would-be assassin, ex-marine or army veteran, turned into a hitman to a somewhat actor,
falls in love with acting.
And I was just like, all right, that when you initially told me, I was just like, that sounds interesting. Like, it's not a story that's been heard before. So when I initially started watching it, I was like, oh crap, this is crazy. It dives right into it. It doesn't, like...
And Bill Hader was perfect, man.
Oh, dude, what can you... Yeah. I don't know what the show would look so like. Much. And
I've always loved that.
I've always appreciated him.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, dude, this guy, like, you always thought it's like, oh, he's only like comedic. He's a funny guy. Yeah. Like, he's like Jim Carrey. No, Jim Carrey can't do any, like, serious roles, you know? And this was so perfect, where I was just like,
great, man.
Oh my gosh, Bill Hader, I love you even more right now because you're so good at this character.
So, okay, so when did it, like, get you?
Okay, so I had taken a break. I forgot what other show me and my wife were just kind of on. We just go on tangents and watch random stuff, whether it's trash TV, reality show, whatever it is, we'll just go on different stuff and we'll get in certain mentalities to watch certain shows. So I was like, oh, I got to catch up on, you know, the Winter Soldier and you know, and the Marvel shows, yeah, yeah. Like some of the Marvel, yeah, everything. Different? So I initially started watching some shows on Marvel and I was like, all right, cool, this is good, you know.
Yeah.
And the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, there you go, finally came back to me. And I was like, oh, this is dope. And then I forgot what other day where she's just like, I got home early, you know, baby mama was with her parents. And I was like, oh, let me go back on Barry. Let's start watching it. And it just started to unravel, dude. I was like, what is going on here?
Is that when the Marine...
The other crazy, you know, ex-army buddies want to get in on the action.
Yeah.
It's just little by little, just one little thing. And especially since there are 30-minute episodes, but they dive into it and you don't realize, like, it feels longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Even though it's 30 minutes, you feel so enticed and you're just like, I gotta watch this next episode.
But you want more. When it's done, it's...
Oh my gosh, dude. So the one part... We're diving into season two. I was like, I got to finish this. I don't even care like what I had planned or what I need to get done today. I was just like, I'm just going to finish it. So I literally took a day when I was just like, I'm going to finish this right now. Boom. Yeah. 30 minutes. All right. 10 ups. All right. Fuck it. I'm spend the rest of the day like watching. What,
3 hours kind of?
Something like that. Yeah. 3 or 4 hours. And the one where the cop finally finds out that it's Barry.
That's the season finale of season one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they dive into the end of that, go into season two, where he's like, I want you.
Oh, and he catches him.
And it's because, like, you know. He had a mic'd. He's like, Barry, don't tell me anything. He's like, no, I'm serious. No, don't tell me. And then he comes out from the side room.
And you're like, he got caught.
And then it's like, over. He's done, bro. Like, I don't know how he's going to get that.
How
he's
can
gonna,
he get out of this?
He's going to kill the cop. That's my first initial reaction. I was like, He's gonna kill another cop. He's gonna kill another cop. No. This is done. Like he's finished. He's gonna mess it up again, and then he literally sits him down. He's like, "Shut the fuck up, Barry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you what I need from you." And I was like, "Okay, what's going on? This is a little weird."
Yeah.
And then he tells him like, "So my ex-wife, or wife, or whatever the issue may be, is sleeping with this karate master. Can you kill him for me?" And then I'll let you, and this all goes away. I won't turn in any information, all the evidence, everything. Just blammo, we're good.
Yeah.
You can still live scot-free and not go to prison, whatever. I was so shocked. And then the episode ends right there. And I'm like, what?
It ends with him going, what?
What? Like, dude, I was so shocked. I really thought he was pinned. I was like, Barry's done with. I don't know how they're going to continue.
How is he going to get out? He can't get out of this.
He's going to have to kill the cop. That was the only out that I saw. I was like, he's just going to have to kill another cop. That's it. He's done.
And then you get to the episode.
And then you get to the karate guy. Dude, whoever, the casting for this whole show and the production, it was just amazing. The little girl's a little spider monkey. So when he gives the guy the ultimatum, it's like, hey man, so and so man wanted me to kill you, but you know, you seem like a nice guy.
He's like, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do it. How about you just go away for like 3 months and just, you know, live away and then come back after that. So he probably pretends thinks I killed you.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, go from there. And then the whole fight sequence,
dude,
is so great. I was trying not to laugh because it was just like, dude, this is like a serious moment, but it's just so funny because they're like, no, like he's like ski masked up, and like they're just going back and forth in the fight, and then he's like, and then the daughter comes, and I was like, oh, dude, this is sad. And I was like, dude, he's gonna try to kill the daughter, or like do something, and then she attacks. stabs him in the back. Like with like, I don't know, she bit his friend Fugues.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is crazy. And she's like, she's up on the house like a spider monkey, just kill her.
But then like at the end, it's kind of like, man, he got out of it. Cause I remember.
He's at the store. He's trying to get some like bandages.
Yeah.
Some disinfectant for his stab wound in his back. Karate guy's there too.
And they're just like,
he just goes ham. And then the whole thing where the cop comes in, kicks the cop. He died. How does the cop die again? I forgot.
Well, he kicks him.
He kicks him, and then he hits his head or some shit, right, on the floor.
And then the cops saw him shoot the guy,
the karate guy.
And then Barry just gets away.
Gets away scot-free.
And I was like, well, he got out of it. I didn't think he would, but he did.
Dude, that was so crazy. I was like, this show just kept getting crazy. Where Fuchs was trying to kind of like get his, you know, the director of the theater,
Henry Wilkins's
character to try to get.
I forgot his name too.
It's not
Mr. Kustos.
Yeah, Mr. Kustos. So he's coming back and he's trying to, it's like, oh, I found an investigator that wants to look into.
Oh yeah.
And that whole thing too, dude. I was like,
I rewatched the season. I forgot that that's how season two ended with. When he shot up
Barry, did it, and I was like, I was so mad because essentially they book him for it. And then they're like, oh, you don't have any real evidence. So they let him go.
Well, they thought it was the mafia.
Yeah.
He put the pin on
it. Yeah. So it was so hot. And then with, what's his name? The bald guy. I love that guy.
NoHo Hank.
Yeah.
Dude's hilarious.
Man. He's hilarious, dude. With no eyebrows, somehow he does it. He's hilarious. Big part of the casting with the whole beef with the other gang, yeah. The triad gang. It's just all that into the show is just amazing, dude. That's why when I finished it, I told you, I was like, dude, when does season three come out? They delayed it because of COVID, the whole pandemic.
It should have already been out.
It should have been done. They're currently working, from what I told you last, they're currently working on season three and four as far as like the script and trying to get post-production, trying to get stuff situated with that. So hopefully within the next few months, I'm hoping we can at least get season three by end of the year. I'm being optimistic, but I'm hoping that this show, you know, I don't know how long they can carry it out.
It can't be that long.
It's a spurt of a show where it's just it has to be really short and really good.
Breaking Bad. Remember how Breaking Bad was only like four six. Seasons?
They dragged it out to like five to six, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, because that show too was like, this show can't.
You can't go on forever. Yeah. So same thing with
this show can't go.
Schitt's Creek. If you ever got a chance to watch it. Hilarious. The Levies. Yeah. Great. Dan and Eugene Levy created the show. It is fucking hilarious,
bro. It's
on
Netflix, right?
All of it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
But same thing. They only went six seasons. They're like, you can't.
But like this Barry, like even, I'm like, dude, season three might even like, should probably be the end. Because
Guaranteed season, they're saying up to four as far as right now.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it's going to be short. Sweet and right to the point, but
which is good.
Yeah. Shows like this, like the one thing that I remember seeing an interview with, I think it was Dan Levy for Schitt's Creek, and he said, I just felt like we either get to a point where it's just like, when is the show gonna end, or when I can take myself out of the show and just being like, all right, I think this is the perfect time to end the show.
And then, like, it's perfect, there is no boring seasons.
There's just like up and downs and stuff like that. So where they're at, hopefully, I think we'll probably just get four seasons.
I hope.
And
it's like, did you ever watch Orange is the New Black on Netflix?
Yes, I did.
How many seasons was that? Six or seven?
Something like that. I don't remember if I finished it, to be honest.
Dude, because it got terrible at the end, man.
I don't remember finishing it. Because I remember, like, that was, like, the first three seasons were, like, solid.
That was one of those where I was like, that should have only been, like, three seasons. But they did, like, six or seven.
I think you're right.
And I remember I watched them because I was like, I have
a... I just need to finish it.
I can't leave it incomplete. So I watched it, but those last couple seasons, I was like, wow. They are dragging this out. But like, that's why I'm hoping Barry ends
at season four.
Season four, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, which
I season four be him like on the run or something.
Yeah, you know? We'll see where they go, dude. There's so much unknown to the show as far as like what they can do with it, dude. That's why I'm like, dude, I don't know how these writers are coming up with this stuff, because I didn't think season two was gonna be as good as it was because I was nervous. I was like, oh dude,
season they lived one was on great. Season. And then season two,
they just did better. I was like, how are you guys doing this? Yeah. Like, there's so many turns where I was like, it's going to go this way. Nope, it's going the other way.
But I also love like the little moments. Like, I think season one and season two had similar moments where in season one, when he has to kill his friend because the friend's going to rat him out.
Yeah.
So he's like, wow, he doesn't want to do it, but he has to kill him, right?
Yeah.
So he's acting, but he's not a good actor, but he has a scene with his girlfriend and he's so messed up because he just had to kill one of his best friends.
Yeah.
That he uses it. And remember when and then doing that the Shakespeare scene,
they're like, oh my gosh,
and he
that's
nails it.
They're like, this is where, like, you tapped into.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I like those moments. And then in season two, he has a similar thing. When remember he's doing the scene with his girlfriend when she's doing the scene of when
the
she
domestic
left.
Violence. Yeah. Oh, dude, the
and,
he's,
and he remembers when he killed the guy when he was in the war.
Yeah.
And then
taps into it.
And then he like lifts
breaks
the table.
The glass, yeah. Fixes the table, chokes her, punches.
And everybody's like, damn. And it's like, dude, he's a good actor.
Dude,
those
little moments are great. The one that you just kind of like made me think of was when he's just him and the bald character. I don't remember his name.
No, Hank.
And the one thing where he was just like kind of just having those moments with him and just being just one on one with him.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, Barry, you know, it's like, he's like, do you think I am a bad person? I mean, do I not tell you enough? Like, those little moments are just like, no, dude, that's not what he needs to hear. That's what not what Barry, like, he's always, like, telling him stuff where it's just like, it's not the moments you need to hear that shit.
That's what
and
Barry's
he's just like,
Barry's like, am I a bad guy? Am I an evil guy? And he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't I tell you enough? Yeah. Like, those moments with him,
he's
it's just like.
No, dude, he's having a
crisis. He's having, like, a crisis, and you're giving him the wrong information. He doesn't want to hear that, and that's why I'm like, dude, this is
he's
too
like,
good.
Barry, you're a killer, man.
He's like, you're a straight thug. You can train an army for me. Oh, dude!
I like those little parts. Like, yeah, there's the big, you know, like fight that are like, damn. But like, I like the little moments like that.
Dude,
and then when he auditions for the movie, he's just like, oh yeah, I got an audition. You got an audition? Yeah, with the director. And he's like,
they're
what?
Like, you? Yeah, dude. It's crazy, dude. That whole sequence where
I can't wait.
He's gonna kill the ex husband or the ex boyfriend.
Yeah.
Where he's going into the hotel and then he sees her come out.
And like, he has the gun out.
He's like,
yeah.
And oh shit!
What?
Like, what are you doing here? Yeah, dude. It's crazy. There's so much like within
another,
that show.
Like, good action part is when him and the crazy Marine guy are in the warehouse.
Oh,
and,
dude.
And I was just like, man, they're handling their business.
They're like, let's go down. Let's get it in.
But then you're also like, they're counting them when they're done and he's counting the money. And Barry's like, is he going to kill him? And you're like, you got to kill him. You have to kill him. And then it kind of next scene. And then remember they're in the bar and he's all, oh, one more thing. And he's all, what? And then the Marine comes and he's just like, he's working with us now.
Like, oh my gosh.
He didn't kill him. He should have killed him. But he didn't
dude,
kill
that's
him.
Crazy. Yeah, dude. Good show, guys. If hopefully I didn't spoil too much for you. And we spoiled the whole thing. But if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's still worth the watch.
It's a great show. I got my sister to watch it. I got another friend to watch it. Everybody was like, kind of direct. I guess I'll watch
hesitant
it.
Hesitant about it, yeah.
And they watched it, and they were like, when does season 3 come out?
Yeah, dude, that's all I'm waiting for, dude, season 3, and I'm hoping, optimistic that they, you know, hopefully by the end of this year, end of 2021.
So I'll watch Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek, dude, watch that, please, dude. It has that, because at first I was, I think literally me and a few of my friends saw it on a cabin trip.
Yeah.
You know, one of our first cabin trips that we went to Lake Arrowhead, and we were just like, oh, let's just put whatever's on, you know. And we started watching, we just fell in love with it, dude. Because I'm still watching The Office ever so often.
That's comfort food, man. That's
it is comfort food, but yeah. it just brings my wife, like, she looks at me like I'm crazy. She's like, you've seen Kevin drop the chili like 100 times, and it still makes you cry laughing. And I was like, it's so good. And then the cold seat open with like, she's like, Asian Jim, you've seen that cold open scene so many times. And they're like, oh man, you don't see color? Man, that's great for you, Dwight.
Well, what I do now is I just watch one episode a week. Do you listen to the podcast, The Office Ladies?
Yeah,
podcast?
Yeah, to kind of go coincide with it. Yeah.
So I watch one
you
want to
see the
week?
Extra stuff and
I
behind
the
scenes and what they say.
I watch the episode and then I listen to the podcast. They're on season 5. They're going to start season 5.
Yeah, I'm waiting
it's
for that
podcast, man.
No, it's a solid podcast, dude. I really enjoy that one. And then, dude, it's really good.
So
good
I'll
stuff.
Watch Schitt's Creek. And then I think we already talked about this on messages, but to watch Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh yeah, dude. I'll get on that. I saw a few trailers.
Hulu, yeah.
So we have Hulu, so I'm ready
to
start watching.
On season 3, but seasons 1 and 2 are on Hulu.
All right, I'm gonna binge that.
It's a good
quick
show, man. It's one of those where I was like, I mean, they have like Dark Side of the Ring about like, you know, they have one on, I think the first one is Macho Man Randy Savage, right?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, obviously everybody knows who Macho Man Randy Savage is, but I never, I didn't watch it when he was on, so I don't.
No, too much.
I don't have any attachment to him.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, I'll watch it, but I'm probably going to be bored of it because I don't know. I don't even know who this guy is. And I watched it and I was like, whoa, man. Like, you don't have to be a fan of the, or like they have stories of like a guy named Bruiser Brody, right?
Yeah.
He's like an 80s wrestler. And I'm like, I don't know anything about wrestling in the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to know who anybody is. I'm going to be bored.
Yeah.
But I watched it and I was like, whoa, dude, I think that was the best one.
Dude, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
All right, Dark Side of the Ring.
You don't have to be a wrestling fan, man. If you just like crazy stories about a carny business, about some of the crazy, you know, stuff shit that happens.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Behind a curtain. It's crazy, man.
I like peeking behind the curtain.
That's why now with me with wrestling now, I don't watch the current stuff anymore. It's more the stuff that's more interesting is what's going on behind
the scenes and behind the punches. They want you to know.
That's more interesting to me now.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited. I'll make sure to. All right, guys, you heard it here first. Thank you for my guest again, Gerardo, for coming through clutch. Coming back vaccinated. We'll see when the next episode may be with me and you.
I want my five timers jacket next
time. Your five timers jacket. I already got a gift for him here. It's actually a late birthday gift. I actually got it for you a while ago. I just haven't touched bases with you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it off podcast. But thank you guys for another listen to these beautiful voices to bless your ear. Just stay tuned, guys. I'm going to try to amp up some more episodes kind of on the daily before baby boy comes through clutch, but don't worry about it. We're going to keep those episodes coming along. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. Any last 2 cents for Barry? Do you want a shout out to Barry? Watch it.
And let's go eat, man.
All right. Yeah, for sure, dude. I'm sorry, guys. Thanks you again. Bye-bye.